the
Oh, you do enjoy that.
The Edge of Extinction. Edge
of Extinction.
This show is part of the Pride 48 Network. Find all the best shows under the rainbow at pride48.com.
All right, here we go. For immunity and reward. Drivers ready. Go!
Well, hello everyone and welcome to Survivors Ready for the evening of April 19th, 2020. This is the show where we discuss Survivor every single week. My name is Adam. I am your host and I am joined by Donald Trump himself, Mr. Daniel Brewer. Hello, Daniel.
Why are you going to me first?
Because I just wanted to.
Hi. I was told that I talked too much, so I'll, hey, you know what? There's Big Fatty.
I'm also joined by Big Fatty. I don't know why that's funny or why Hello. You're doing it, Fatty.
Hello. How are you? Good to see you tonight.
You sound like
Chester the Molester.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe. I don't know what Chester the Molester sounds like, but that is an apropos.
You do not know who Chester the Molester is.
You know,
he's young.
You know, saying
Daniel, do you know who Chester the Molester is?
No. Faye?
I've heard the name.
I do not.
I've heard the name. I have heard it.
It was a cartoon in Hustler magazine.
Oh, Hustler. How would you know about a cartoon in Hustler magazine?
Well, you know,
everybody strived to look at those back in the day. They were considered the filthiest of the filth.
I can tell you how I learned about it. I read Sam in the Hinterlands copy.
Oh, there you go. Okay. I think we all had uncles though, or you know, I don't think mine was an uncle, but someone who I would go over to their house.
Your uncle.
And and they had porn in their bathroom, you know, or whatever. And you're a little kid, and you go in there, and anyway, I think most people had that.
Yeah, that was a thing in the 70s.
Yeah. Speaking of Chester the Molester, that makes me think of. For some reason, I've been watching I've been watching old Cagney and Lacey episodes, and for some reason, that makes me think of that. We're also joined by Faye Driver. Hi, Faye.
Well, hello, everybody. Thanks for having me back. Yeah, after being excommunicated last week,
you're always welcome, Faye.
Faye Driver is the CNN of Survivors Ready.
You know, I feel like this is nothing to do with Faye at all. But I feel like Chris literally joined the show to give us his entries for the contest. And I feel like next year,
I couldn't be bothered.
Next season, I'm going to have to institute a rule that you have to attend a certain percentage as host to be included in the host contest.
Agreed.
I don't know what that percentage is going to be, but we'll figure that out. You know, I change the rules every year, you know, as we've discussed. So
almost every episode.
Did you
get any other mail-in contestants, by the way?
We'll discuss that. We will discuss that. And last but not least, we're joined by Sam in the Hinterlands, who does not miss an episode. Hi, Sam.
Hello, everybody.
Who has improved lighting tonight? Do you have one of those circle lights?
Ring lights.
Yes.
Ring lights. Oh, you do?
No, not a ring light. I have one of these things that's supposed to... You buy them as seen on TV, 2 for $10.
Oh,
and they come apart, and you put batteries here. And very, very bright LED, except this one, there's a piece of loose wiring, and it's very intermittent. The other one works, though. And if I had this one, it would be swell. 2 for $10 would be a steal. 1 for $10 is still okay because, you know, it's a fully circular light. It's you know, completely freely mobile, but there you go.
I wanted I'm going to one day start. I'm going to become a famous YouTuber as Daniel is. And, you know, lots of people are famous YouTubers, but I've always been in the start mode of that. I've never actually followed through. I just buy equipment, you know, randomly. And I was saying, and there was this cam link thing that I wanted to get that will, and you don't even need it to be a YouTuber, but if you want to do live video and you want a better camera than your webcam, you can hook this thing up to your DSLR or whatever. And because of COVID, they are out of stock everywhere. And you, if you want to buy one on eBay, it's like 4 to 5 times the cost that it normally sells for. So I cannot do live professional looking video now because of COVID.
But if it's horrible. Had it, you wouldn't use it.
No, probably not. In fact, I have a video. I have a video capture card back there that I never got to work. You know, years ago.
It's all that way. Even the regular webcams are up about 400% right now. It's like the Logitech C290, which is normally under $70, is going for like $289 right now.
It's crazy. That and toilet paper. I mean,
well, toilet paper is a completely different problem. But the price gouging laws don't really cover any of that stuff because it's not deemed essential, right? It's like I couldn't go and raise the price of gas by 400%. I would fall afoul of the price gouging laws, right? I wouldn't be allowed to do that. But I can jack up a webcam for 400% because, you know, it's not essential.
Well, this one, I mean, the Cam Link's not available anywhere. So this is literally people who bought it and then have decided they want to sell it for exorbitant prices, resell it. You know,
depending on your DSLR, you can just do it direct.
Well, depending. I mean, yeah, there right, are certain.
So
ways,
are we here for tech?
Yes.
Or,
yes, we are. Does anyone have a
survivor,
a personal story?
You know, it didn't take long for the curmudgeon to come out, did it?
Faye wonders when he's missing, although we didn't do this last time, but he wonders why we, you know, talk so nicely about him when he's not here. And then, you know, like that one episode where we talked about how much of a curmudgeon he was. And then the next, we got a tongue lashing the next episode. This was not this season, but.
Well, you guys didn't talk about me at all in the last episode when I wasn't here, except to say that I wasn't here. So,
yeah.
So well, we've come full circle.
We ran out of stuff a long time ago. Okay. Does anyone else have a there was no personal story really, but does anyone have one?
No. I do not have a personal story.
Okay, great.
Great.
Wait a minute. Didn't you have one? No. Sam, didn't you have one?
No.
Sam,
no.
What about your cooking adventures?
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
It turned out. Well, that, yeah, I made the thing. I talked about it on the Twitter.
Tell everybody what you made and all.
Well, I don't know what it's actually called. My dear friend called it Samoan jailhouse food. I don't know what they called it in the crazy tweet video that I saw, but basically you use a bag of crushed potato chips to make an omelet, which you steam in the bag.
And
then you turn it out of the bag and slice it up and eat it.
And how was it?
Actually, it was very interesting. It had the oddest texture in the world because it was, you know, basically an egg sponge with potato chips, but it didn't taste eggy at all. Hmm. Very bland flavor. I could see it being the sort of thing you fed to kids. You know, it's good finger food. You could just pick it up and eat it.
And so were the potatoes in the potato chips must have been just soggy and moist.
Well, they sort of cooked together. Have you ever had it? It's vaguely reminiscent of scallop potatoes or of the kind of Italian or Spanish omelet where you start with sliced potatoes and cooked onions and then you sort of set it together with egg.
I don't believe I've had that,
disgusting.
But I have had.
Not yours. I don't know what yours looked like.
Oh, no, it looks disgusting.
The original.
Please, it's true. It does. It looks absolutely disgusting.
I haven't seen.
It just doesn't taste disgusting.
But it's cooked in the bag in boiling water.
Yes.
So
yes.
We could make
that was the bizarre part. That was the I have to try this part.
And we'll be able to make it at Pride 48 NOLA.
Well, if
or
you have a hot
Pride,
pot, yes.
Pride 48 underpass, you can make it there too. All right.
Well, you need boiling water because the potato chip bag serves as the cooking vessel.
Thank you.
All right.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but cooking vessel. Never mind.
Ladies
all right.
And gentlemen, give it up for.
Yeah.
It's episode 10, season 40, recorded Wednesday, April the 15th. The title being, which was referenced earlier, Sam.
The Full Circle.
And where do we start? I was very excited because I thought, wow, we're going right into a competition.
Yes.
First off the show.
We open onto a challenge course, and as I recall, it had some kind of wooden hoop device there. And everybody rides up to this course, and then, you want to talk about it? Shall I talk about it?
Drop your buffs. Oh, no, he didn't say that. No, he didn't. Yeah, so this was the family episode.
And apparently everyone was excited because it was early. It came early this season, yes? No?
I was not excited. Daniel, were you excited?
I meant everybody, the contestants. No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't keep track of like when it comes, but per Jeff and everyone else, it was earlier than normal. So the contestants were not expecting it.
Neither was me. Ugh.
I mean, we did see it in the, we knew because in the preview last week, it showed that they were having family time.
I've been groaning for a week, yes.
So we knew if we were, if you watch the coming up or, you know, whatever they say. Next time on
Survivor.
Daniel.
What?
Comments?
I do not like the family episodes.
Okay.
Neither does Fatty. Fatty, do you fast forward through them or do you just go, ugh,
no,
for 15 minutes?
No, I watch it and I just, ugh.
But this one was a little bit interesting.
It was, but I did like that they had the kids there. I thought that was kind of a nice little change. But
I thought that having a big old feel-good episode right now was kind of a nice thing, although it dragged, and I didn't like my heartstrings continuing to get pulled because we did it so slowly. We started with Kim and her husband Ron and the three kids, and everyone on the island already starts crying with the very first one, and you think, oh, good heavens, there's 10 of these to do.
I think that I'm...
Aww.
I'm either...
Mittens loves the family episode.
I think I may be heartless. I may be. I don't know that for sure, but or a sociopath. I don't know. But I don't hate the family episodes. I mean, I don't care one way or the other. It's fine. Yeah. But what I always think, anytime they have those and these people are just bawling, they're just crying their eyeball. And it's fine. I mean, it's fine. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. Like, it's fine. But I think if I was on that island, I don't think there's anyone they could bring out that I would start bawling, you know, just.
Oh, yeah. Poor Mittens.
It's 30 days. Aww. It's not like you're somebody died. You know, you're going to see them in 30 days. You know, whether you win, you lose, you draw, you're going to see these folks
at
the end of it.
I mean, you've got people now that have been working from home outside of normal for, let's say, 3 weeks. And they're going apeshit about, oh, I never get to see anyone. I would just love to hang out with
not
my friends.
Me.
I'd love to see someone. It's like, no, but you see them all over the internet. The point is that's only 21 days.
That's true.
Like working from home. And these people are already like acting like people have different levels of needing to interact with other people. Right?
I'm not saying, I'm just like me personally, I'm heartless. Because I do not feel like
I just point out that in the chat room, Mittens, since you said that nobody would make you cry, he has posted a little sad child.
Baby, yes.
And who's about to spit up, it looks like.
But Mark knows this. I've told him. I've said, Mark, if I'm ever on Survivor and they bring you out, I'm not going to cry. Just so you know, I love you, but I'm not going to cry.
Wait a minute. You're a people. What if you knew that it meant the world to Mittens for you to cry when he came out?
No.
And you're such a people pleaser.
I don't think I could force a tear. I'm not an actor. So, I mean, even if I wanted to.
He's a people pleaser as long as he's not being told what to do, even if it was something he was going to do anyway.
Oh,
so
you know,
if they told him, Adam, don't cry.
Right.
Okay,
prefer it if you didn't cry.
This is not a personal story, I promise, but I have to say this now.
Oh, here it comes.
I've been playing Words with Friends, and when you don't play quickly enough, people can nudge you, or maybe the game nudges you, I don't know, but you get a little notification that says,
people nudge you.
Big Fatty just nudged you. I'm triggered when I see that. I'm like, well, fuck, I'm not doing it. I'm not playing now. they're going to have to wait another 3 days because no.
Wow.
It literally is. I see that notification. I'm like, well, screw you. I'm not playing.
You know, I was about to complain that he didn't ask me to play him in Words with Friends.
I don't know your ID. I don't know how to get to you. I mean, I could have asked you.
It's
but...
Big Fatty Online one, I think. Let me
because there's
wait, there, right there was another one?
Yes.
So anyway, we're on the family episode. We have varying degrees of hatred. Sam enjoyed it because, you know, whatever. Do we need to go through each individual like one?
Look,
or
here's what I don't like about it. They already are trimming this game back so hard, right? It's like they're trying to fit so much into the 60 minutes. We don't even get an intro anymore. Like we just go right into the episode. It's like there's no we reclaim that 10 or 15 seconds that we would have used to recap or whatever. It's like they're just packing these shows to the gills. They refuse to go to a 90-minute show, which would make more sense, but it's like they're packing all these things to the gills, and yet we spent half of this episode with families. So it's just like it was I would have loved this if this had been like a 90-minute episode and I still got a reward and an immunity challenge or something. But it's like to me, it was just kind of like, okay, these are great.
Did they? You know,
at least four of the people there that were there that in their families were previous Survivor contestants, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Did they used to have multiple episodes of Survivor in a week? Or has it always just been one episode a week?
No, it's always been one episode. Okay.
Always just one a week.
Well, I get confused because like shows
except
like
for the final week.
Yeah, occasionally, the finale will be on the Sunday after the Wednesday.
And sometimes they do two episodes back to back in a week.
Because it seems to me that Survivor is probably one of CBS's more popular shows. And so it would make sense to me if they had multiple episodes a week. You know, they could split it up a little bit more, like have the reward challenge in one episode and the immunity and tribal
I don't know that they have that much because then it just becomes
maybe. Well, you know, like American Idol.
Did they have a reward challenge this week off camera again like they did previously?
No. In the interviews with Jeff afterwards, it was they wanted to bring in everybody's family, even people in exile, just as a big thank you to them for that's why they didn't have a competition or whatever. They didn't want to bring out people's four-year-old kids and then, you know, in the reward challenge, only one family gets to go on the reward or whatever. And you have to tell a four-year-old child why he can't see his mommy. Right. So it's like
that was the reward competition. Basically.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. And everyone. And I liked that.
Well, he did say, okay, all the adults, including the teenagers, are going to swim out to the deepest part of the ocean. And the children are going to stay here and build sandcastles. And then he's like, no.
Then there was some small child started getting ready to cry.
He said, I see a lot of worried parents. And that's when he said, no, the loved one challenge is, you know, grab your tribe and head out. That was it.
So
now, we did have product placement.
Oh, yeah.
We want to thank Fiji Airways, and I want to point out that my girl Sophie was the one that actually echoed that and said, thank you, Fiji Airways, on the camera for everybody to hear.
You don't get points for that. Sorry.
I know.
I would like to say some things about these families.
Okay. Please do.
One, the first...
Wait, does the first comment start with,
No, that's you, dear.
Okay.
The first four families, being Kim, Ben, Sophie, and Sarah, it seemed to me that they never made eye contact with their spouses. Oh. They were all about the kids. The kids are fantastic. I love my wife. People said whatever. But they were like not looking at their spouses. I did want to say that Ben's wife, Kelly, is very hot. And Denise, who we all thought was a lesbian.
Right.
Has a gay husband instead.
I feel like I never thought that Denise was a lesbian. I feel like she's probably poly. Like she's probably bi and poly. That's my take.
That would be my guess too, because her profession is sex therapist.
I was going to ask, who the hell is Polly?
Yes,
as in Polly want a cracker.
Yes, Fatty. No, she likes to date parrots.
She's a parrot dater. Uh-huh.
And how come Nick, from the winner of last season, has not yet married his fiancée? It's been months. Like, what's happening there?
Well, maybe he wants to do it right. Maybe there's an event or some kind of special anniversary that he wants to, you know, propose at that time.
They're saving for the wedding.
He wanted it to get blurred again.
He didn't seem that excited to me, actually. I didn't think he seemed all that excited to see his fiance.
I think that they were planning to do the wedding during the finale, and now it's going to have to be on Zoom.
And the one thing she said to him when she walks out is, "Oh, you actually look good." She didn't say actually, but that's what it sounded like to me. I heard actually. She goes, "Oh, you look good." Like, "Oh, you don't normally look good, but man, this weight you've lost since you've been here on the island is doing you some good."
Hey, fat ass, you're looking good.
I don't know. And then Tyson's wife wouldn't get close to him.
I noticed that too.
She
was,
but he also said to his daughter, "Do I stink?" or something like that.
"Am I stinky?" And she nodded her head. Yes.
Yeah, I don't. But she's a former contestant, so it's like, yep. I wonder if her and Propes have some kind of, because he kept saying, "It's okay, Rachel, it's okay." And it's like, I wonder if.
And she said, "I love watching this." That was her thing. She wanted to get back and watch. Yeah, she backs off.
And Tyson said he uses the ocean as a toilet.
Yes,
it's true.
Ew.
What, they don't have, really? They don't have facilities for these people.
No.
But I would think you would dig a hole or something.
Yeah, it's called an ocean.
No,
so I probably.
If you read the interviews, the term aqua dump is frequently used. So they do have a latrine that they'll dig, but they primarily use that for peeing. It's like for people to, just because there's really no privacy out there or whatever. So it's just like, you know, but swim onto the ocean and take a dump.
I'm swimming. Now, I realize the ocean is huge.
It's the ocean.
I realize.
Yeah.
But the thought of.
There are lots of things dumping in the ocean.
The thought of
to include
human poop.
That cruise ship you like to ride on.
Well, I know. But,
I really do hope
All right. But Adam, let's also take in. No, go ahead, Sam. I stepped in.
I really do hope that they've studied the tides and the currents. And the aqua dump facilities are very, 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 very far away and like. Down current from those places that they strung up those nets and caught those things the other week that they actually ate. I mean, I know they're putting it on the fire and stuff, but still, no. Yuck. Okay
Sam now. Is not a fan of the aqua dump.
Well, I mean, I realize. It's
the ocean.
I realize.
Right.
Yes, it is the ocean. I just want to make sure that all of the human excrement is far, far away from the stuff that we're going to be eating.
Okay,
healthy.
All right, two things. Number one, there are fish out there way bigger than humans.
Oh, yeah.
They poop in the water all the time.
People poop.
Yeah, they poop all the time. And secondly, these people aren't exactly pooping a lot. They're pretty much on basic rations and their body uses most. It's like there's not a whole lot of pooping going on.
No.
And can you imagine after those times when they do win food as a reward and their body's not used to... It's all liquid coming out anyway, right?
Let me assure you, they need to do that in the ocean because there is no way to clean that up.
Well, yes, I understand all that in the ocean is big and that's fine and that's wonderful. I just want it very, very far away from wherever they're putting their nets out, all right?
One time,
Adam, maybe.
You know, I don't want it washing back up on the beach tomorrow.
Adam, if it did, Adam would be able to transfer it from the ocean.
Exactly. Yeah.
Into a trash can. Okay,
one time I was canoeing on the Buffalo River and I saw a cow poop into the river and it really grossed me out because, you know, usually you get out and pee too and you get out and swim in the river and all that. And I didn't want to think about it. I mean, you know, it happens, but you don't want to think about it.
Well, that cow saw you peeing in it and that's why it decided, well, I'm going to outdo Alex.
No, I wouldn't pee. I don't pee in it. I would go to the trees and pee on a tree. Not in the water.
Do you pee in the shower?
I mean, you do realize we use cow shit to fertilize plants, right? I mean, it's like you do, like.
Okay.
I don't want fresh manure going into my mouth while I'm swimming.
All right. Well, speaking of fresh manure, off we go to the edge of extinction.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
We're there.
Okay, creepy things on this. Of course, they get the family, whatever. A boat shows up. There's a bunch of family people on it. They all get out. It's all the family members of the Edge of Extinction. One creepy thing. Ethan says, I never want to be away from you for a day. I would have to have a divorce.
Well, Mark was thinking, so does that mean he's going to raise the white flag immediately after they depart? Because if he means that, then he's leaving. He's leaving the game. But no, they were really surprised, though. They were shocked because
they were. That was nice.
Yeah. Also, we didn't mention that the entire family folk on the not on Edge of Extinction, but the non Edge of Extinction folks got to go back to the tribe area and see and like eat. They had some kind of feast there and they got to play in the water and kind of see where
they
live.
Yeah, they just had a big old family picnic. There was no contest. There was no divvying up. There was no nothing, just happy.
Yeah, but when they went to Edge of Extinction, go ahead.
No, I was going to say that the thing about Ethan was he said, I will never spend another day apart from you again. Okay, bye.
after
you didn't leave the game.
After this.
Yeah, he did say after this I'll never do
I'm
that.
I'm crossing my fingers.
A thing.
No, but going back to when they got there, I thought it was not interesting, but I thought it was worth pointing out that the boat starts coming up. And Rob is talking to Ethan, I think. I think it's Ethan that he's talking to. And he says, oh, they're like, what is this? What's this? What's this? And he's like, well, it isn't going to be good. You know, it isn't going to be good. It's going to be bad, whatever it is.
It's
and
never good.
It's never good,
yeah,
you know,
Ethan
or whatever.
Ethan says it's never good. It's always bad.
And then.
Sure now, there enough, was one.
Ethan was right.
Now, Natalie, she goes up and she's the one that notices their family members first. And her sister's there, her twin sister.
Nadia.
Wait, Natalie's her name, right?
Yeah.
Nadia was her sister's
Nadia's
name.
Nadia's her twin sister that she said.
Now, what I wanted to know is whose baby was she carrying? Was that Natalie's baby or
no,
Nadia's
No, that's Nadia's.
Baby?
Yeah. Because at one point, it's hard to tell because of their accents. But yeah, Nadia said, this is like, you're going to say something to Auntie Natalie or Aunt Natalie
yes.
or something like that.
Okay. Yeah, at the very end.
I thought that baby was a little young to be out there, to be honest. But
agreed.
I was like, oh, well, that poor baby, the son.
You do know
the...
it wasn't a contestant, right? Like there was no. like they didn't like
the
leave the baby
was
out
not,
there.
Was not to put the baby in one of those slingshots and try to knock down a
I noticed that they didn't do a lot like Natalie's sister had voiceovers. But they kept her like way off camera for pretty much that whole thing. They did not focus on them at all relative to the other, you know, family units.
Maybe she was pissed that her sister came.
Well, no, they probably didn't give him any good footage. I mean, like Adam crying is gold, man. It's like, bawling Adam. We got to see that.
Well, that's a very good point. You know.
Yeah, because Adam had closure from his mom's passing and Wendell got his dad and they had a lot of really touchy-feely stuff there.
Now, did we know his mom, did she have cancers? Did we know that his mom had something wrong with her?
It
this
was mentioned.
This part of we didn't.
Because
it was
she,
mentioned.
Because evidently she was the one that came during his family visit on his season. And I don't recall. But then she's apparently died since then. So I was just
wondering. She may have revealed it to him during her visit.
I don't know. Oh, by the way, lovely to see you.
She had it during that first time. I think that was part of his whole story. Like he was playing for his mom.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think you're right.
Yeah, she died just prior to him coming on the show. Like very, very short prior.
Like weeks.
Or days.
Oh.
Oh.
And we knew this.
I remember hearing something about his mother dying very, very like, days or, less than a week prior to him jetting off to Fiji.
Ah, okay.
But maybe there is some wires and tubes we could consult to confirm that. But
No, it's better to have speculation and conjecture. Exactly. Much better. Much better.
One more thing on this family business, and then I hope it'll be over. The children all looked like picture-perfect postcard children, though, didn't they? They were all so adorable. Every last one of them.
Are you insinuating they just went out and rented some you know, perfect children? Or, you know, that they just... I mean, they have children. Maybe they did, but I mean, I assume they're their real children. So I guess it's just coincidence.
I wouldn't go that far, but I mean, they were all perfectly coiffed. They all had very good clothes. All the tones of the clothing.
Well, the producers chose the clothes.
Well, of course. I
thought that it would be like they were like setting up Survivor Season 80. You know what I'm saying? Like with all these kids, they're just like, these are going to be the contestants on Season 80, Winners, Children's at War.
Now that's good thinking.
Well, Jeff did say, some of these children are seeing what it's like, and maybe they're going to be contestants in the future. He did make a comment like that. So who knows?
Adam Klein's Adam Klein's mother died 2 days after he finished winning his season, like 2 days after he finished filming his season. Mm. So the big reveal at the finale of his season where he was crowned the winner was that he was playing for his mother. His mother died like 2 days after he got back. So she never knew that he won.
Oh.
We have a comment in the chat room that Scotty feels that it's racist that the black family was brought out last.
There were numerous black families. Aren't there?
Jeremy is.
I think he means Jeremy's family, and I thought they did that because they did that whole sports thing where there were like a bunch of them, and they all got into a big huddle and did a big meaningful thing. And I thought they were taking it to the last because it was going to take the longest and be different and miss the disturb the rhythm of the rest of it. It wasn't a tearjerker thing; it was a powerful thing, you know.
Jeremy was basically crying, like he was sobbing. I think.
Yeah.
I do want to point out that not everything is racist. I mean, it's not, could have been luck of the draw. I mean, they could have literally, backstage, like drawn straws or something or whatever. Or, if they had put him at the front of the line because he was black, wouldn't that be reverse racist or something? Black.
Wendell was there too, and they didn't like. All right, if they had gone over the edge of extinction and then brought Wendell's family out last, then maybe you might have something there. But it's like, no, this was not in all cases. So also, it's like, never mind.
And so Scotty also mentioned that he got less time with his family. That actually is not true because they all went back to the tribe. And I mean, I guess technically, if you were to add it up, but they all went back and.
I also thought because Jeff said in that it went better than expected. And you noticed, Faye, that not all of the couples early on were looking at each other. They may have decided, production may have decided how to put the families in based on what they thought would work the best, given what the family situations were.
Sure. Yeah.
Like, let's get the ones that don't like each other much over with early so that if that goes poorly, we can redirect with the ones that we know are going to be TV gold.
Don't you kind of feel sorry for the ones who just have a sister or a brother to come out? Like, you don't have a parent. You don't have like a husband or a wife. You don't have, if my brother came out, I would be like, hey.
But you got to thank Fiji Airlines, though, for flying all these people.
Yes.
Right.
Anyway, we're extending this way too long, Faye. We should move on.
It's almost half the show.
Yeah, I know.
It was half the damn show. That's why I just when the edge of extinction boat drove up, it was a double But they did not get to have the party.
No,
they hung out on the beach.
They're like, your family gets to see how it is to suffer,
All right, let's move on to the immunity challenge. The old rope, the string, the rope, the table with the rope and the spell a word, the word being immunity. And away we go. So, Sam.
All right. So this is for not just immunity, but also two fire tokens. And we have the rope balancing a wobbly table. And we hear during this that in Michelle's season, when they did the same challenge, the challenge took over an hour to complete. But in Sarah's season, when they did this challenge, it only took 14 minutes to complete. And I can go into a little bit of detail about this. We have Tony and Kim and Tyson and Nick doing well. And then Jeremy made up a lot of lost time by going very quickly. And it worked really, really well until it didn't. Because the thing that happens is that you lose everything. If it flips, everything flips, you're back to square one. That happened to Jeremy. And then
I want to talk about technique when you're finished.
Well, and then they were doing the same thing and Kim loses everything. So then we get down to a four-way tie and Jeff is keeping the tension high with his words and his tone. And we have Tony ahead of Tyson, ahead of Nick, ahead of Ben. So Tony, Tyson, Nick, and Ben are really the ones that are in it. And then boom, we have another fall. Tyson is out. And then Nick also falls. So it's Tony and Ben for immunity. Tony and Ben each get 7 letters each. They keep going. They keep going. It's very, very tense. You know, tension building, tension building. Tony's reaching back for his 8th and last block. It would be Tony's first individual immunity in his entire Survivor career. Ben, however, is quickly upping his pace, closing the gap. Looks like a very good, you know, photo finish. Boom, Ben loses it all. He falls over, and of course, then Tony still has to get his block and do the last little bit of it and step backwards up and get Jeff to look, and he does it, and everybody's very happy because it's the first time he's ever won immunity, and he's a career player.
No, more than that. It's the first time he's ever won a challenge.
Yes.
This really? Game or ever?
No, that's the first time he's ever won an individual
challenge.
This season, or ever?
This challenge. This no, is ever game. In his this whole game. Career. Yeah. Jeff in... made a big point of that.
Yeah.
And then he says the cute thing. He says, wow, I won a game of patience. And, you know, it's very classically Tony.
Who had him?
A lot who of people. I do. Team? Chris does.
Oh, so he wasn't taken as a...
Oh, he's not a first choice.
Adam and Chris both have Tony.
Yeah. And I hate Tony, but
he's on your team.
I don't understand why. I'm going to build me a spy shack. I'm going to build me a spy shack to find out why it is that Faye Driver doesn't like it when I talk. I'm going to build me a spy shack. I'm going to camp out next to him. I'm going to like hang out in his garbage cans outside of his house. And I'm going to wait for him to come outside. I'm going to scurry up a ladder really fast. I'm going to build a little ladder and I'm going to scurry up it really fast so that he doesn't hear me when it comes. And then I'm going to lean down really fast so I can hear him. Cops are us.
You know, that was a pretty good impersonation, Daniel. Well,
I did hear the Boston.
I gotta give you props on
the
that.
Boston accent there.
Now, so, I want to point out before Faye starts telling us about technique, Sam, as you were reading that, Adam was counting how many letters were in the word immunity.
How dare you point that out? This is not a video podcast. Well, I was, but.
Anyway,
Faye, I had some technique questions myself, so I'm interested to hear what you say, Faye.
Well, so my feeling is now I don't know, this would require some real world testing perhaps, but I felt that we saw in this challenge that there was an area marked out on the little table, the pivoting table, that they had to have their blocks within a certain little square, I believe.
Yes. Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so many of them were putting their blocks closest to the pivot.
Yes.
The fulcrum point. And I think it might have been better to put their blocks farther away from the pivot point.
Probably would have been because they were thinking the fact that it's like closer to the pivot, it's not going to move as much. But in this case, you really kind of wanted the weight to keep the tension on your rope so that you don't have the slack rope. Yeah.
Right.
Well, speaking of slack on rope, I just want to, this is going to be real quick, I promise. This was my question, and since we just talked about slack on rope, in the past when I've seen this competition, it seemed that people had a lot of tension on their rope the whole time. And were holding it and holding like very, you know, tight so that it kept the platform in the same position.
They rebuild those every time. This was not the same design as that.
Well, maybe.
I noticed that this one also just had, there were times you could just not hold on to it at all.
Yeah, and there were a lot of them that were letting the rope be completely slack. And then some of them were still holding quite a bit of tension. And I was just wondering, like, which was a better strategy? Because in the past, like I said, now, Daniel, you may be right. It may be a different design. You know, I would have thought it would be easier to make sure it doesn't wobble if you keep the tension on it myself.
But I think in this particular design, if you pulled too hard, if you had all that tension on the rope, that it would cause the whole contraption to angle up at too high of an angle.
Maybe. Anyway, I noticed it. What else were you going to say?
Just one more thing regarding the slack, as you mentioned, I think some people were using the fact of getting the rope onto the ground when they were farther away. You have to be quite far away from the table. They were letting their rope lay onto the ground, which I think would have helped to make it more steady, more friction on the ground.
Sam is about to like bust out laughing about slack ropes. She looks like she's about to.
She has a. It's because she knew who Chester the Molester was.
I have one thing. I thought it odd that they didn't put the last letters that they were going to have to reach for closest to them. You know, when it was harder to hold, to balance everything.
Oh, that is something I was going to say. A couple of them actually took the time to put the letters in reverse order on their platform before they started going back and forth. Tony, who actually won, his were just all scattered all over the place. And every time, I mean, he won. So, I mean, I guess he did something right. But his were all scattered around, and every time he backed up, he had to like consciously look and see like, okay, which letter is next? And not only that, but his last letter was like the furthest away, like you mentioned. Mm-hmm. I thought that was not, even though he won, I thought that was not as good a strategy. I think I would have spent just a little bit of time at least pulling them closer and getting them in some sort of order. But he won, so, I mean, you know.
I still want to know what Ben's tattoo says that they have to keep covered up with a Band-Aid every single episode.
It says, fuck Tony.
Oh, okay, great.
Okay.
Okay, so that's all I got on that. We go.
Tony won.
Anybody else? Tony won, yeah.
Tony wins. He's very happy. Everybody's happy for him, too.
We did win 2 fire tokens and immunity.
It's true.
Yes, that was mentioned.
And I think, I don't know that, was it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Oh, sorry. I only partially pay attention. So, no, but I don't, was that done in a previous immunity or was this the first time?
I thought this was the first time they got 2. I think.
Yeah,
last
he said
time,
we're upping it. Yeah, he said we're upping it to 2.
Yeah, last time there was only 1. So we get from 1 to 2. And it was.
Is that a glass of pus over ice, Faye? What is that?
No, it's a screwdriver, orange juice.
Oh, okay. Okay.
It's the pus of an orange.
If I had some grenadine, I might put grenadine in it too.
Well, wouldn't you be a fancy, schmancy, fancy pants?
You would.
So we move on. We come back from commercial, and now it's the blah, blah, blah time. Plotting and the scheming and the I'm going to vote out who and who's going to vote out him.
Well, I think the gist of it was that we've got Tony, a lot of them. We've got a lot of folks working together in this episode. The stronger players, I guess. And then we've got Kim. Well, I don't know. I don't know that I would say this wrong. But anyway, we've got a big group working together. And then Kim and Denise and Jeremy and Tyson are kind of on the outs for whatever reason. And so they get together and they're like, you know, nobody likes us. Let's kind of work together. I guess, you know, people want Kim out for some reason. Denise has kind of blood on her hands, or not. That's the incorrect. I just wanted to say that actually to piss Fatty off. But Denise has she has a target because I guess she, you know, made that big move with Sandra. And Jeremy, I don't know. People may see him as a loose cannon. I don't know. But for some reason, he's kind of at the bottom. And then who's left? Tyson is an easy vote because he's already been voted out once.
So, well, plus Denise likes parrots. Anyway.
Likes parrots?
Parrots?
Oh, my God.
Oh, the poly thing.
Oh.
Yeah, they didn't call it poly. They didn't call it poly back when we roamed.
Y'all, I'm watching them on camera and they're all going, what the fuck is he talking about?
That was a reach.
The poly thing, yeah, yes. Yeah.
It wasn't a funny joke the first time you said it, and then you brought it back like 15 minutes later. I just, you know, it's what? What is he talking about? Anyway, so.
This is Big Fatty. Jokes never have to be funny for you to repeat them endlessly.
That's true.
Right. Yeah. You know I have to run it into the ground.
That is definitely true.
How are you?
New hip post-millennial term for swingers.
Huh?
Poly is the new hip post-millennial term for swingers. People who enter into loving and sexual relationships with more than one person at the same time. They're polyamorous.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I didn't know that meant swingers also. But anyway.
Well, I thought a swinger was just someone who liked to go to those clubs with their partner. And
swap
partners, you know?
Swinging is different, actually, and I'm gonna get us all in trouble.
So
we're gonna get letters. Hold on.
We're all losing sight of something very important that just happened. Sam said in the Discord room, Jeremy has the best looking male body. I'm sorry. I do not.
I think his is the most in proportion, and has the best muscular definition for proportion.
Have you met Wendell?
He is the aesthetically most pleasing male body.
Nope, Wendell's the most aesthetically pleasing.
I mean, I think it depends on what you like, right? Because I think Jeremy's probably a little more muscular than Wendell. So
yes, definitely.
Wendell is more of a runner, you know, a stringier muscular, and Jeremy is more of a bulky muscular. So,
and Adam prefers Tony.
It's a no. Tony is a middle-aged cop body, which is kind of, you know,
one, a few too many donuts. Everybody on that show is so fit.
Except for Nick. Even his wife was just like, dear God.
You know, it's interesting because I don't normally, you know, I normally go for twinkier looking guys, which there really aren't any on this season. But during this episode, I was thinking, you know, Ben has a pretty good looking body. You know, I mean, I don't really like his face and his beard and all that kind of malarkey that's going on. But I think Ben has a pretty good body.
Okay.
Thank you, Adam Biden.
All right. So we get through all the talking and the scheming and the planning.
Well, Kim reveals her idol. And Jeremy reveals that he has the leave idol to his group. So we, the viewers, now know that everybody know, you know, those are out and about and in play.
Okay. Let's move on to tribal.
Oh, let's.
We go to tribal. There's a lot of talking. And then, you thought last week there was a lot of whispering. In last week's episode.
Oh, my Lord.
This was just outrageous.
They should disallow whispering.
They should.
You know, there's been several articles on the internet this week that have been titled just that.
Because, yes, it adds drama, but as an audience, you have no idea, and they spend way too long on it. Like, just sitting there watching people whispering and having no idea what they're saying. Exactly. You know?
Okay. But in this particular week, literally someone walked away. You got to do something. Not everyone was expecting that, especially the other people that was True. Not his group. So like those five people that said, let's five of us talk, and they were probably going to vote for Jeremy. So it's like, they're like, oh shit, now we got to talk about what we're going to do. Cause we didn't have
that made sense, but there was way too much of it ahead of time.
I mean, sure, they can show you a little bit just to let you know that it happened, but I think they linger on it way too long. Well, last week they lingered on it longer, but still, I think they linger on it in general way too long. But I'm getting old. I forgot what I was going to say. They lingered on it too long, we've mentioned that they spend like 4 hours taping these things.
Well, a couple hours, yeah.
You can't tell me they don't have more than whispering to show.
Oh, yeah, no, they do. Every single one of them is wearing a microphone.
They edit this to do this kind of stuff.
Here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. They think about what their job is, the editor's job here is, right? The editor's job is to say, all right, you probably have a pretty good idea how people are going to vote going into this. And now I have to make it so that it's just not predictable, so that there's some chance that you're going to go, oh, maybe. Maybe it's like, it's just like one of those things. It's like, they're really good. They don't want to give you too much information because they're just going
to
give you enough information.
To the crescendo.
Yeah. It's stuff like that, that make this show amazing, because you look at other reality shows, which I watch a lot of, and they all suck at this.
But I will counter that by saying, watching the entire group whisper to each other tells me nothing.
So it does. It tells you there's a lot of last minute wheeling and dealing going on. Things are fluid, Adam.
Well, it tells me that all that talking they do before is just doesn't mean anything.
So Scotty in the chat room says, I have to admit the whispering that we can't hear is better than listening to Jeff's BS waffle. So
why do you watch this show, Scotty?
Scotty loves to hate things. Okay, Scotty loves Apple, and then once he gets anything Apple, he hates it. So, but that's why we love Scotty.
Now, we did have a big thing that was interesting, because ahead of time, when they were still doing the stuff back at camp, they were arguing about Jeremy revealed his no vote, no loss. That's where he has safety without power. He can play this thing, and he walks out of tribal council, goes back to the camp, has nothing to do with anything, doesn't even know who gets voted out till later, but he himself is safe. He revealed that he had that, and then they said, oh yeah, but if you can't play it, because if you do, then we don't have enough people to do something. And he's like, well, all right, whatever. And you know, when we go into tribal, it makes it out like he's not going to play that. And then partway through this whispering nonsense, he does play it and he leaves.
Well, we have to say a little bit more about that, though, because this was kind of epic to me. Well, not epic, but this was cool.
This was funny.
Because Jeff goes, all right, does anyone have anything, or we're ready? Whatever Jeff says.
Time to vote.
And then at the exact same time. What's her name? Sarah?
No, you go. No, Adam, you finish it. You go ahead. You go ahead.
He's recreating what happened. Jesus Christ.
This is my life for 10 years. Adam, no, it's okay, Adam. You go ahead.
Okay. No, you. Yeah. No, you first.
No, he's all right. You're sorry.
I'm not going to do it. No, you do it. No, you do. Anyway, it took me a minute, folks. But Sarah and Jeremy at the exact same time did that. They said, Jeff. At the exact same time. And then there was giggling and whatever, and Jeff, you know, whatever. And they wouldn't go because neither one of them wanted to, I guess, you know, she didn't know what Jeremy had. Jeremy didn't know what she had. They didn't want to go. And then they go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. And then he's like, does anybody want to, what? You know, and they're like, no, it's fine. And then he goes, all right, it's time to, Jeff, they both do it again at exactly the same time. I just thought that was so like, anyway, but Jeremy eventually, then Jeremy kind of gave up and he's like, okay, I'm doing my thing. you know, whatever. I'm out.
He's out.
Yeah.
Which I don't think won him many points on the jury.
So do we think that he will have any negative impact of choosing to do that next week?
Well, considering that his side lost a player, yeah, now he's pretty much in the minority.
He is, so and like, also, will his little group be so mad at him for doing that?
Yeah, that's
that,
what I'm saying. Not only have you put yourself in the minority, but you're also now at the bottom of what group you had.
And there's someone, you know, influencing the jury players now.
Yeah. Well, not only, but you saw the jury last, the jury we're talking about. It's like, oh, those are that. That's his people over there. That was his crew that he just abandoned. Mm-hmm.
The jury's talking a lot to each other also.
Yeah. And then after that, after he left, then Sarah goes, oh, Jeff, I'm going to do my thing now. And she uses an idol nullifier.
Nope. Steal a vote.
No.
A steal vote. Sorry. That's what I meant. And she stole Denise's vote.
Yes.
Now, I feel like, did any whispering happen after that or no?
I don't know.
Anyway.
I think they voted.
Then they do the vote. So she steals Denise's vote.
But there's an idol played.
But that's after the vote.
Oh, okay.
So then they all go vote. And that's it.
Yes. And then Kim plays an idol.
And yeah, they all go vote. And Kim
Which led
plays...
everyone at home to go... Wait, who's Kim?
Again.
Again.
They had to pull up their PDF and look at the photos.
Who's this lady playing an idol? Where'd she come from?
That's the one that isn't Danny.
But you know, interestingly, and I don't remember who said it, but someone this episode said we have to get Kim out because she's gonna end up the biggest threat or something.
Like,
and I'm like, what? Yeah. Nobody even knows who Kim is. I mean, maybe she's like one of those silent but deadly sort
of
players.
Keep in mind, she could be hilarious and out there, and it's just because because she's not going to make it far, they're not going to show us that because they're going to concentrate on things that we're saying.
Yeah,
the
maybe.
They literally were there for 39 days. They're just now telling, they're shaping a story after the fact.
True that.
Right.
Very true.
So she chooses Denise. So she doesn't play the idol for herself. She chooses Denise.
Yes.
And apparently that was not the correct choice. Although I didn't count the votes.
Why did she choose Denise though?
Probably because they were going to split the vote.
Yeah.
And it was going to be one of the. It's like she was doing all kinds of math in her head there, right? It's like, I don't know. It's like, so Sarah stole Denise's vote. So does that mean that they're going to vote for Denise, or are they going to use that Denise's vote to vote for somebody else? And it's like, they're probably going to suspect there's going to be an idol in place. They're not going to put everything on one. So they're going to split it. So who's going to have the balance, you know, blah, 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 blah. So,
okay.
Now my two questions were, so they read the votes. Go ahead. And Sam, you want to do that?
Sure. Vote number one for Denise doesn't count because of Kim's idol played. Vote number two, also for Denise, also doesn't count because of the idol. Vote number three for Sophie. Vote number four, also for Sophie. So that gets interesting. Vote number five for Tyson. Vote number six for Tyson. So now Sophie has two votes. Tyson has two votes. Denise also had two votes, but hers don't count. So we have 6 out of the 10 votes are gone. But votes 7 and 8 were also both for Tyson. So Tyson gets kicked right back off the island again, and I really enjoyed how he left the island.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Didn't he flip off the token box?
The treasure chest.
Well, yeah, he had no tokens.
He had no fire tokens, so he just flipped off that table as he went by and grabbed his torch, and he was not a happy camper.
Not at all.
I did not count the votes, and I don't think Jeff read all of them.
I have the full votes right here.
Who voted for whom?
No. My question is...
Never mind. That's not the question.
Should they... Well, I'm going to ask my question first, and then we can answer that one too. My question is, if she had chosen Kim to use her idol on Tyson, would Sophie have gone home?
No, it would have been a tie between Sophie and Denise, and then they would have gone to a tiebreaker vote. So then they would have had all the people that would have voted for that had voted for Tyson would switch to Denise.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
This was the vote that went down. Ben voted for Tyson. Denise did not vote. Jeremy did not vote. Kim voted for Sophie. Michelle voted for Tyson. Nick voted for Tyson. Sarah voted for both Denise and Tyson. Sophie devoted for Denise. Tony voted for Tyson, and Tyson voted for Sophie.
Okay.
So
that's interesting. So that she voted for Denise and Tyson.
She stole a vote and voted for both.
So Mittens in the chat room, who is Mark, says he thinks Sarah picked Denise thinks Kim picked Denise because Sarah stole Denise's vote. So maybe she assumed they were sending Denise home. But he thinks that Sarah stole the vote just to throw off the other side, to make them think it was Denise, but actually they wanted to send Tyson home.
Yeah. I mean, pretty much as soon as Sarah stole the vote, the numbers were uneven and there was nothing that they could do anyway. So,
right. So they could decide to send Tyson home, which is what they did. But it was interesting that Sarah split her votes, one for Denise, one for Tyson.
So do we
guess that was just in case Tyson had an idol so that no one on their side went home?
Yeah. They were absolutely going to, at this layer of the game, yeah, you don't want to take anything. If you have the numbers, why not split the vote?
Do we have any advantages, idols, or miscellaneous accoutrement left currently?
Does this count? I have an idol right here.
Does this count the fleur-de-lis on the voting club?
Yeah, no. Other than that one, that we all know that one's there. But are there any? Is there anything left that anyone can pull out next week?
I don't think so. I think everything's been played. How many people are left? Because a lot of these things expired when there were seven players left. So it may have been a case of like a lot of them were had to be played or lose them.
I have a spreadsheet, but it will take me so long to pull it up.
I could just look right here. So the votes here tonight were 5-2. And one person didn't vote. So yeah, there would have been eight people there.
Two people didn't vote, though. If you count
no, but her vote was used. So it's
okay.
Yeah.
So Jeremy was just Jeremy taken left. Out completely. Yeah.
So there are seven.
Seven. There were seven votes cast, but there were eight players. So yes,
right.
They would have not been good after the next tribal. So,
next week is the last time they could use that kind of stuff. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Hmm. All right. Well, are we ready to talk about the contest?
Well, no.
No?
My favorite. No, go ahead, Faye.
No, I was going to say the teaser, but you go ahead, please.
No, that's what I want to talk about was the teaser.
Jeremy says everybody lies. The girls say they're saying that Tony is a double agent. Tony runs around.
Gonna build my spy shack.
and then everybody hugs Jeff.
Oh, this was my favorite part of the whole episode. Yes. Is the whole jury stands up to leave and Boston Rob goes, "Hey Probst, thanks for the prize," or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they all go over and hug Jeff. I thought that was nice.
And Jeff really liked it too. I think you could tell.
Yeah.
A lot of what he does is a mask, but that was the real deal.
Well, and everything he does is scripted, and that was not scripted. Mm-mm.
Yeah, no, he said in an interview that was his favorite moment ever. He's just like, he's it's a complicated relationship because when he's out there, he's seen a lot as an adversary, but he's not. He's just trying to make the best show that there is, right?
Right.
And it's like, but then because that's how people viewed him initially, it's harder for him to be friends with players. And this is just one of those, like, everybody's equal here. This is just a human moment. So he really liked it. So.
Well, also he said that he really had viewed that as a thank you to all of the players for making Survivor what it is, the bringing all the family back. And so he was appreciative that they were appreciative of that as well. So, yeah.
Here's some trivia for you.
Okay.
When did the family visit start? Survivor trivia.
It was before we started this podcast.
Yep.
No, I'm saying what season? What season? Because there was no family visit in season one.
I'm guessing. Guess
five?
No, it was much later than that. I would say probably 20.
Season 20. I don't know the answer.
You don't know the answer? Why are you throwing out Google trivia?
We've got a range of 5 to 20 so far. I guessed 5.
Well,
what do you say, Faye?
21.
I don't care.
Okay.
I would just be pulling something out of my butt.
Which is
what Faye does every night. So I don't want to.
Think it is, Daniel?
I think it's like season 2 or 3.
No.
Let's see. The first time that it happened was in Survivor Borneo.
Well, what season
That's
is
early.
That?
I'm looking.
That's early.
Survivor Borneo aired in, why don't you just tell me? 2000.
And that was
season 19. No, that's saying season number one, but there was no family visit on season
There was
number
no
one.
Family visit there.
No, it was the Australian Outback season 2.
No, they didn't have
Sean's father. Sean's
there.
Father was on season 1. He was on the yacht, but it was a combined reward where Sean took Rich with him. So it was like Rich and Sean, but it was just Sean's dad. The whole family thing didn't happen. They got letters from home, but they didn't get a family visit. It was season 2 Outback that they got their first family visit.
Okay.
So,
you know, if Evan was on this show,
is Evan right. would Evan
he,
know?
He would
two,
know
what two survivors in survivor history have played perfect games. What two survivors played perfect games?
Yes.
He would know that.
They had no votes cast against them, and they won the jury by a full sweep.
I don't know that, but he would know that.
One of them was John Cochran. But
oh, I believe that. I like Cochran.
Neither of those players are playing the seasons.
Right. I noticed that.
They're like, we want to keep our perfect record.
That's right. The other one was JT.
All right. The finale is on May the 13th.
Which is four weeks.
So we've got this 2 episodes in April still, and then it'll be...
Yes.
3 episodes in May, because on the finale, that's 2 episodes.
And they did confirm that it will be a virtual reunion.
I was going to say, I don't know if you guys knew this, but they announced it's just going to be a big Zoom cocktail hour. So we can all jump on a Zoom and get the results.
Also, the week after that is the 2-hour premiere of The Big Run.
Oh, it is?
Yes. They halted filming of season 34 when the coronavirus started. But yes. This is season 33 is going to be playing of The Amazing Race right after Survivor. The week after Survivor, a 2-hour season premiere of The Amazing Race.
So you're saying they're currently filming 34, but they already had 33 in the can? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. That is okay.
And then they stopped 34 because of coronavirus.
Yeah, they were about 2 weeks into it.
Now, has anybody heard anything about Big Brother?
Did anyone care?
We have a Big Brother recap show. Yes. No, I haven't.
I was going to offer that since all of you all tend to follow the other show, that Amazing Race show, if they cancel Big Brother, but we have the Amazing Race, we could talk about that instead if you liked.
Faye just rolled his eyes and they went back into the back of his head.
Oh, you dislike that?
No. He likes Amazing Race Canada only because of John Montgomery.
Yes. No, I'm an Amazing Race fan. I would talk about Amazing Race. I'd probably prefer that over Big Brother.
How dare you?
Big Brother sucks so bad.
No.
It's time for it to die.
Oh.
It was time for it to die 10 seasons ago.
And same with The Survivor. I'm done with this too.
Well, no, that's not true.
We all have very, all right. I'm a lover of reality
so
TV
the game.
For the most part. The game.
The 20th of May.
Mainly because I feel like reality TV is less stressful than other stuff. I mean, you can just kind of watch it and it doesn't stress
all
me out.
All Rise. All Rise.
I do love that, actually. I do. Any legal show.
Procedural.
I love procedurals. I do. I'm an old man. Okay. So the game we have in last place with 15 points. We have the Fey Driver.
Oh!
That's because of my Edge of Extinction people.
In fifth place, we have Team Fatty, who has Jeremy and Ben left. In fourth place, we have Daniel, who has Denise and Michelle left. Mm-hmm. In third place, we
I have Ben, too.
You have... Yes, he does. He's got Denise, Ben, Michelle, and Yule. Yule is off, but Denise, Ben, and Michelle are there.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, sorry. This may be the...
The extremes that he will go to make sure that I don't win?
Mark told me that he made a mistake in the graphic. Maybe that was the mistake that he made. I'm just looking at Mark's graphics. I don't want to throw Mark under the bus.
Just blame it on Mark.
I don't want to throw him under the bus.
Somebody. Oh, no. Yeah. Oh, no. I didn't make the mistake. It must have been Mitch.
I am looking at the graphic, and in the graphic, you have Denise, Adam, Michelle, and Yule. But on my spreadsheet, you have Denise, Ben, Michelle, and Yule.
Michelle and Yule.
So, I mean, sorry, Mark. I don't want to, Boyfie. I don't want to throw you under the bus.
Too late.
Get a prenup, Mittens.
In third place.
We're going to have to find out about next week on Diagnosis Murder.
By
the way, Mittens in the chat room says, how dare you?
Yes, good for you. I want my numbers recalculated, please. I'd like an audit.
Right.
In third place. Well, that doesn't change Daniel's score. His score is
It does change my score. It doesn't change my ranking.
No, you have 35 points on the website. You have 35 points on my spreadsheet. You have 35 points. Photo is incorrect. Instead of Adam, it should be Ben. Anyway,
right.
In third place there is a tie. But I think I win that tie because Chris can never be bothered to be here. But a tie between.
You see how the rules changed again this week?
They do. Uh-huh.
No,
so
it's not. It is a tie, and I did not win the tie. I'm just saying next season, when I do my annual or seasonally changing of the rules.
You know what? We need to have a retro after this because I wanted to say, it's like, I think immunity is worth way too much. Immunity is not like a hallmark of winning. But
well, we change rules every season, so you can.
I know.
Put
I'm
in
just
your
saying, there's been plenty.
To see the rule. Can't wait to see the rules for the Amazing Race game.
All right. So in third place, it's a tie. Myself and Chris, we have 45 points. Although I do want to call out, I still have three members left, and Chris only has two. All right, and in first place.
Well.
Who was
Miss
also
Fancy Pants.
She was also first place last week, Sam, with 50 points. So,
and
now,
Faye has five.
No, Faye has 15. But I do want to say I do not agree with the strategy. However, he may have had a strategy because he picked two people who were already on Edge of Extinction when we started. So
and one of them did come back.
So maybe who at the end of this, Faye might be, you know, he may have picked the winner. We don't know.
I'll be dancing on your graves.
But at the moment, he is in last place. Now, let's talk about the listener teams. The listeners suck. And no one else emailed in other than Mark.
Oh.
Mark does not suck. He is wonderful. However, due to the family and friends rule, you know, of the host of the show, you know, I can't.
Are you kidding?
You got more rules than Carter has pills. What,
this is a new rule. No family and friends allowed.
No, so he can enter, but I'm not giving Mark a $50 Amazon gift card. We live together.
And you announced last week you weren't going to give Scotty one if nobody else entered.
So
you better give Mark some good loving if he wins. If you're not going to give them that 50
you know what?
Bucks.
An Amazon gift card would suck right now because they're only sending out essentials. Like, you can't even buy anything fun. Yeah.
Right. Well, I mean, if we want. So my thinking was Mark didn't count as a real listener because he's my partner.
Do you hear how he talks about
that's
you?
That's terrible. God. You're a
he
horrible
is, wait a minute.
Person.
He is typing.
No.
I emailed for more support. How dare you? I need $50.
If you would like to send $50 to Poor Mittens, please.
No, what I'm saying is, what I'm saying is, if Scotty wins, is that really an actual a listener competition? Is what I'm saying. Anyway,
you see that, Scotty?
Well,
just trying Scotty, to weasel out of that.
There's
any way he can. He wants to weasel out of that.
You know,
$50 commitment.
You know, Scotty, these people are putting in no money towards that gift card.
I'll
I just
in,
want to point
I'll
out
in
if
$10.
You would if you would like to contribute, you can just PayPal danieljbrewer@gmail.com. I'm not gonna put it in the game, but thank you, PayPaling me anyway.
Right. All right, fine. You know what, my co-hosts want this to be a thing, so. Mark and Scotty are competing against each other. Whoever wins will get a $50 Amazon gift card. There. I hope you're all happy. Faye is going to put
$50 American?
$10 towards that.
$50 American?
I didn't change the rules. I don't think that... Mark listens, but he's my partner. He's not...
So?
He, like, does the... Anyway. All right. So...
Faye Driver listens, but he's my chauffeur.
No, Faye is a host on the show, and he's in the host. Anyway.
All right. Whatever.
We're done. So we will. I've revised it. Whoever wins, Mark, if he wins, will get $50 Amazon gift card. Fine.
Well, he needs it.
Will I get a $50 Amazon card if I win?
No.
And if he loses, what are you
going to
give them? Mittens is giving
Zach.
The...
Well,
yeah, that's a great muscle there.
All right. Uh-huh. So let me say what the results are so far.
Oh,
okay.
Okay.
Oh, ahead. Yes.
So
Mittens is winning.
So since Mark entered late. So what happens when you enter
he
late?
He got no points from before.
You don't
Look,
get points.
Scotty
from the
can't
last
even figure
week.
Out how to use the Discord. So he can't like win this.
So Scotty is in the lead with 60 points.
Okay.
And I will point out that Scotty has all of his folks still in the game. So
he has more points than Sam then.
Yeah, he has Sophie.
He wasn't restricted by...
Right.
Right. He has Sophie, Denise, Ben, and Kim.
Okay.
Mark has 30 points. And he has Michelle, Tony, Sarah, and Natalie. So there we go. So whoever wins...
Denise.
Natalie ain't coming back into this game, Mittens.
Yeah, I chose Natalie, not in this game, but in my work pool, Natalie is my winner.
But if she does come back in, she's got an idol.
So if Mark wins, he'll get $50,
well,
but
true.
He's going to put it towards new house expenses. So okay. That's
well, it's white paint for the cabinets because you hate brown cabinets.
No, goodness. I don't like wood grain looking anything.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be white, just not wood grain, unless it's the floors.
You didn't like that. You didn't like that station wagon in the Griswolds.
Ugh. My aunt and uncle had a station wagon like that at one point. All right. Well, anything else
Wait,
to talk about?
Chris
in this
was
episode?
The first one sent to Edge of Extinction. I thought it was that crazy woman.
It was
Natalie.
It
was first.
No. Last
the old woman.
The first.
Right.
The old woman that pissed everybody off.
Yeah.
So for those
we
listening,
know who Chris is, but he wasn't the first one sent over there. It was crazy woman.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Chris
but
was
he
second.
Was the first one to be sent there and come back.
Yeah. Well, he won
no, that
game,
was Devin's.
Too.
Devin's came back first. But it doesn't matter. Go ahead.
Okay.
We're eating up your music.
No. I can't start yet because I'll have way too much. So,
what was that woman's name? Pep or something? Pep or Pin or...
Patty? Pam?
Oh, yeah. Dad. It was some horrible name.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Zip. Zing.
Zip and
I'm
zing.
I'm on a syllable.
You know, I'm thinking that if you are on Edge of Extinction and you come back and win... That won't necessarily be enough points for your host who has chosen you to win the game. Because if you chose people who have more time in the game, they could have won more challenges and gotten things and stuff like that.
Reem.
So,
still have $1 million.
Reem.
Her name was Reem.
All right, Daniel,
Thank
where
you,
can
Daniel.
You be reached?
I can be found pretty much daily nowadays with this coronavirus thing. You can find me on Diagnosis Murder. I'm there with my good friend Dick Van Dyke. We do a procedural. We solve a murder every day, but we're also a doctor, so it's very interesting.
What's the name of your YouTube
Faye
channel?
Driver at pinkwheelnuts.com.
Thank you, Faye. Big Fatty can be reached at bigfattyonline.com. Sam can be reached at Sam in the H on Twitter. And I can be reached at geekygay.com. We can be reached at survivorsreadypodcast.com, where you can see those lovely contest results. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. Night, everyone. Shit.
You really should just do the music in post.